book of Revelation and the 12 chapters in our study together today. Move through this tremendous prophetic book, last book in our Bible, the book with the culminating message of Scripture. The book of Revelation is really the focal point of all history. All world events are moving toward one great climax. Establish the kingdom over which he will personally rule and reign. Turn back to chapter 1 of Revelation. He is the deliverer of Nazareth of the whole book of Revelation. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him. And all will be, and they will go up no more praise than thou for that. Amen. That is what the book of Revelation is about. And the best of the house, and the name of the rhapsody, and every eye will behold it. The book of Revelation is moving toward the ninth, the shield of us, and the yield of us, the best of all. See, in many ways, you still have to see out there, you have to laugh, and set up a kingdom. That is the focal point of all history. I found it like Cassidy, God knows it, the air is certain, that his son will rule over all, if opposed by Satan. Satan's desire and goal is to usurp the place of God. He is goodness, it must be actually easy, and he's going to say it now, and it will be the law. And that power is the will of the anointed church. He's light, and he's earth, and he's yet. Our Lord is the director of creating purpose in beauty, Ezekiel chapter 28 tells us. Full of wisdom, corrupted by his own desire, which is expressed in Isaiah chapter 14 and verse 14 as being, I will make myself like the most, I will become like God. I will rule and reign over all creation. I will rule and reign over all creation. I will rule and reign over all creation.